This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer says the recent updating of USDA's plant hardiness zone map is a big deal. The map is used for nearly all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, and natural resources research and extension recommendations. It's also the standard that gardeners and growers use to determine the perennial plants most likely to thrive at a specific location. It's been 11 years since the map was updated, and Boyer served on a USDA technical review team that helped develop the new map.
It was a really interesting process. We were sounding board for them. We listened and provided feedback. And I was able to reach out to our Kansas Extension agents and ask them to give me their thoughts that I could then in turn give to the USDA about how to make the map resource better. Then there was a lot of discussion about weather stations and how they were able to model the data and what resources they were using. And it was very technical and very interesting. There were industry, academia, some other government people that were related in some way to use of the map and making sure that it was highly usable and accurate to the best of our knowledge and the best of our lived experience on the ground. So if it looked like what we felt was accurate for our area, that was great feedback. And if something looked off, they were able to dig deeper. One of the things that's new about the map is they have significantly more weather stations this time than they had in the 2012 map.
Well, and actually Kansas itself has a lot more weather stations now too.
We do. So there's a lot of citizen science that's happening and people who can contribute to that big source of data for our entire nation in terms of more accurate information.
Are they primarily looking then at temperature ranges, soil moisture? What are they trying to get from the weather stations?
A little bit of all of that. Mostly temperature, so looking at extreme highs and extreme lows and microclimate. So all these extra weather stations have really helped them be able to identify things like urban heat islands and to really get a finer detail with a microclimate so that people can make decisions about what plants will grow and thrive well there. And you know, the opposite is a mountaintop is going to be pretty cold. So they're able to distinguish between those a lot better than they were previously.
I imagine that there are a lot of states like Kansas where it is tremendously different from one side of the state to the other. That probably shows up in these maps?
Yeah, actually, I would say Kansas is quite a challenge. When I've tried to create lists of recommended plants, the list of rock solid plants for the entire state is real short because you could probably divide us up into at least 9 different growing regions based off of heat and cold and wind and soil and elevation and the amount of rainfall each side of the state gets. It's very, very different from edge to edge. The new map is similar to the old in that we do have pockets of zone 5 in the north, which is very cold. And in the previous version, we had a couple of pockets of zone 7 in the southern part of the state, and that range has broadened significantly. So most of the state bumped about a half a zone warmer, and all over the country, broadly, it bumped everybody about a quarter to a half zone warmer with the finer detail. But then there's plenty of examples of people who moved the opposite direction. That does not indicate climate change. The climate change requires 50 to 100 years of data. This is 30 years of data, and essentially the modeling tools and the algorithms that they use to create it, they're just more powerful, and there's more detail and more data. And you can actually go on the map now and type in your zip code, and it will give you information inside of a half mile for what your hardiness zone is.
What's the real impact?
I would say that it's more about being able to try new things that can't tolerate the cold. We have plenty of options that can go colder, you know, so we always have those as options on our plates. But now we can try things that could prefer a slightly warmer climate. We might have great success and we might get to try something new again. So it's always gardening and horticulture and plants in general. Trying new things is always an adventure that's fun.
That's Kansas State University nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer. The map can be viewed online at plantheartiness.ars.usda.gov. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.